7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Go. Welcome to this thing that's happening. Tobe time. What do we call it? 1930 UTC. Yeah, check your clock. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting art-filled episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am putting on my shoes. I'm putting on my shoes because we're about to step into the garage. Here we go. Into the garage we go, and here's my car. Wow, it's a great. And now we need to open the garage door because what are we doing today? Today apparently is some kind of art testing day because it's nice and warm outside. Wow. It's got to be 17 degrees. That's like 53 American. So it's a very nice day. There is a light breeze. And now I need to walk over here and grab these two things. Grab this other thing, and I think we're ready to rock and roll. What are we doing? Well, today, my friends, is some kind of art testing day, and so we need to go outside onto, wait, grab this too. We need to go out here to make some art. And what art are we making today? Well, today is the big penguin test day. There's a squirrel over there. Hi, squirrely. It's penguin test day. So what do we got? Well, we got the stencils. We got two stencils. One is the black part of the penguin. The other one is the white part of the penguin. And are we going to do black and white? No, we're going to do purple and pink. Because that, there's no shaker ball in here. I've got the cans of chalk, and we're going to chalk it up. And so what I'm thinking about doing here is we're going to use the purple chalk for the black part, and we're going to use the pink chalk for the white part. So we're going to have a purple and pink penguin. It'll be cool. So now where are we going to do this? Well, we're going to do this out here on my driveway. Down here on the little slopey part. So anybody walking by, anybody walking their dogs, any kids going to school can see the the pink and purple penguin. That's going to be stupid. So we're going to put the stencil down. I think right about here is a good spot. And I'm shaking up the chalk. I got the chalk. All right. Let's give this a quick test spray. Yeah. Ugh. I hate the smell already. It's baby powder and that stuff in women's perfume that I hate so much. Why do they have to put scent in? This doesn't make any sense. Okay. Oh, now we got squirrels running around chasing each other. I got two squirrels. Hi, buddies. Look at these guys. They're now they're looking at me. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. All right, let's do this. Okay, yeah. Oh, it's really wet. Okay. Wow, it's really light, and we lift the stencil away, and Yeah, okay, well, we got a pretty good image, but the color is suddenly a problem. It is freaking white. This purple is not nearly as purple as they like to think it is. But around the edges... Okay, hold on a second. This is still very wet. We need to let it dry now to see what this color is going to end up looking like. Because it looks really weird. It just looks white and weird. But around the edges here, down on the feet here where it's starting to... Oh, wait. Let me take a picture of this. Yeah, but where it's starting to dry, it looks very white, but is sort of turning very light, like lavender. And where it's wet, it's still more visible, but it looks weird. I'm getting nervous, and I feel like I don't like this. But we'll give it a second. Let this dry, and we'll see what's going on. In the meantime, let's see what these squirrels are doing. Okay, squirrels are just chasing each other around. Just your typical kind of regular old squirrel business. Now they're just up in the trees hanging out. Okay, that's cool. Back to my penguin here. Yeah, okay. Okay, this is not turning out too bad after all. Now, can I erase? There's a little spot that isn't good. Try to rub it with my finger. It kind of helps. Okay, this is kind of turning out okay. This didn't look good at first, but now that it's starting to dry, it does look good. Image-wise. Color-wise, it's terrible. The color is not purple at all. Nobody in the world would think this is purple. The color does not match the cap on the can, even though they say color indicate or cap color of cap indicates color. No, it doesn't. But it's not really purple so much as it is the absolutely lightest lavender you can imagine. This is a very, very faint lavender. Okay. Let's grab the other can here. Let's get Mr. Pink going here. So the pink stencil, the white stencil for the white part, is going to be pink. And this can says very pink. Very pretty, pretty pink. And we just place the stencil now right over here like this. And I cut these stencils out of my graham cracker boxes. And this white stencil bit is just his chest and the white of his eye. Okay. So this is about as dry as it's gonna get. Let's do it. Okay, again, go. Oh boy, this is the color. Fill that in a little bit, and the eyeball. Okay. Now, when they say this is very pink, it is very pink. This is much more saturated color. Let's lift the stencil off. Throw the stencil over here. Let that dry. Okay, maybe it'll look better when it dries. Yada. Yada. Wait, get a picture of this too. Okay. The problem here is that this pink is much higher in tint. It is higher value. It is more saturated in color. We should have used this pink as the black part of the penguin and the lavender purple as the tummy and the chest of the penguin, the white part of the penguin. But this is still okay. It kind of looks weird. There's one little problem. And hopefully these pictures will turn out and you can see them. And if you look in the picture, you'll notice that you can see in the boundary of the colors where the solvent, whatever it is, has gotten onto the previous color and has made it weird. Okay, that's good to know. That's why we're doing these tests. Basically, I know what's going on here. I went a little bit too heavy-handed, and this might not be the optimal angle. With these cans of chalk, you kind of want to hold them at a 45-degree angle or greater, or more obtuse. I mean, more, obtuse. You don't want to, you know, hold the can horizontally. And I think I'm just getting too much... Yeah, I'm getting too much spray. I can back off the spray. I can back off the saturation here. Yeah, as this dries, this pink is going from red looking to more pinky, but it's still a little bit more saturated than the lavender. Huh. Okay. Good to know. So if we do this combination again, use the pink for the body and use the lavender for the tummy. Okay, this guy's looking pretty good. As he sort of dries here, instead of having the purple penguin that I was hoping for, we got pink penguin. We got pink peng. And I have to admit, pink peng is pretty cool here. If you're wondering how big he is, a little bit more than I would say, let's see, there's 10, 20, he's about 22 or 23 centimeters tall, and at his fattest tummy point, he's about 10 or 12 centimeters wide. Okay, I think this needs to have some embellishment. Mr. Pink Peng needs some embellishment, so... These stencils, let me test the stencil. Yeah, oh, awesome. Okay, now that the stencils are mostly dry, I'm pretty sure I can just brush the chalk off of them. The stencils held up really well. You know, if you were to use paint, that would soak in and warp the cardboard and do weird crap like that, but these are good. These are reusable. So let's put them on this shelf real quick. And now let's grab this piece of chalk. So I have this, what color is this? Is it green? Is it blue? Is it aquamarine? Yes, it's aquamarine. I have an aquamarine piece of chalk. And we're just gonna... we're just gonna drop a little tag next to Pink Ping here. What should we write? Well, Pink Peng. P-I-N-K-P-E-N-G. Pink Peng. Well... I have to admit, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense, but it looks pretty good. This blue, this aquamarine chalk I'm working with looks pretty cool. Take a picture. A picture of Pink Peng. Pink Peng. Pink Peng is going to end up all over the neighborhood, I get the feeling. we're going to be seeing him a lot. Alright, now you put this chalk away. And, I'm trying to remember. I hate the smell of this stuff. Did I check the mail yesterday? Now I have chalk on my shoes. On my good shoes. No mail. Okay. Well, it's a nice warm day. We've got Pink Ping on the driveway. I have a feeling rain is coming, though. You know, the cool thing about this is that where it overlapped, and where, if you were to look at this, looking at the photo of Pink Peng now finished, you'll notice that there almost seems to be an outline around the pink parts that sort of bleeds into his purple parts and it becomes a third color. know, the eye is good. The eye turned out perfect, but this outline around the white part of his stomach and stuff, I don't like it. But that's, again, that is solvent spraying and then getting under the stencil and creeping. So I need to hold back on the spray. God, I really kind of want to hit Shannon's house right now. They're not home. They're at church. And although their driveway isn't great for this kind of art, the apron and the sidewalk here are perfect. Brand new, or really new concrete within the last year or two. And I could put pink ping here. I don't know if they'd see it, though. They might drive over it and miss it. Okay, not now. Not today. Because the weather is looking weird now. It's all, like, clouded over. So it's nice and warm, but it's not sunny. And we might get some more windage or rainage or something. Look at this pink ping. He's awesome. And you know what really is also awesome? Is the coverage of this chalk seems to be a hell of a lot better, the spray chalk, than the stuff I had when I was younger. Really nice, really even coverage. Wow, okay. So that's great. Now last night I was thinking about other sort of art projects. Or other kind of stencil and chalk art to do. I'm going to head back inside. Did they say it was going to rain? I thought they said it was going to rain like tomorrow or something. Maybe it's going to rain tonight. Who knows? But we can close the damn door. All right, back into the old house we go. Pink ping. Pink ping might need a logo because I just realized. In both words, pink and ping, they both have a P and an N. So they could share those letters. I'll think about it. But last night I was thinking about more dudes. What do I really want to do? What I really want to do is make this giant stenciled mural. I'm going to wash the chalk off my hand here. It's a little chalky. Chalky. Right, so what I was thinking was kind of a big mural. Give me a wall. Give me a big mural. And what do I want to do? I want to do Quackzilla. Imagine a giant rubber duck in a city landscape. He's got his wings all flexed out and he's going quack, and a giant blue energy beam is shooting out of his mouth and destroying the city. And then written in the background in giant letters, Quackzilla. Quackzilla would be cool. And so I was thinking about Quackzilla and what it would take. A lot of stencils, a lot of colors. And I started thinking of other little, like, maybe I should work on, you know, rubber ducks. Maybe I should do some baby ducks. Spring is coming. Easter is on its way. Purim starts tomorrow, I think. Got to get out my King Harold costume. But I'm thinking about ducks, because the reason I'm thinking about ducks, rubber ducks, baby ducks, is because the colors. Yellow and orange are very common colors for chalk, both spray and otherwise. And I know I'm going to be able to get some. And so I got to think rubber ducks. I got to think, what do rubber ducks do? What can I do with a rubber duck that has something to do with art? No, Tobe, don't, do, too late, it's too late, duck. It's a convoy.
You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Hello? was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big car.
Negatory, Pigpen, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't you a beautiful sight? Come on and join our
your 20. Omaha. Well, they ought to know what's feeding them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's rubber duck.
Yeah, okay. So, not sure why that had to happen. But that was the historical document known as Convoy by C.W. McCall. And yes, you can thank people in Omaha for that. We did that. We are to blame. If you have any questions, email me. But I have some questions about that song. What direction are they traveling? At the beginning of the song, you know, it sounds like they're heading west. Okay, maybe on I-80, presumably, right? But somehow they're in Tulsa first, and then after Tulsa, the Illinois National Guard is on their case, and then they're in New Jersey. So they're traveling east, but if they're in New Jersey at the end of the song, and then the rubber duck asks where Pigpen is in Omaha, how is everybody in New Jersey but Pigpen's in Omaha? And yes, we do know what to do with the pigs here. We sent them over to Iowa. This is Cowtown, not Pigtown. Although we do know what to do with pigs. We barbecue them some bitches right up. Cut some bacon. Actually, all the bacon cutting is up over in Iowa again. So anyway. Yeah. Convoy. Huh. And I need to be making rubber ducks. I think that's my big plan today. I think the big plan for our little Tobster today is to cut at least one rubber duck stencil. I'll do two colors because, you know, the body's got to be yellow and then the beak has to be orange. And I think I'm going to give them feet until I get some blue chalk. Once I get some blue chalk, then we can make some water for little baby ducks to swim around in, and that'll be all cute. But in the meantime, you know, if we're going to have two colors, we might as well use the second color, which is orange, so we'll make orange feet. We'll have an orange bill slash beak, orange feet, yellow body, and again, what are we going to do about the eyes? No damn idea. So baby quacks, and then we got to do some kind of Quackzilla. In my mind, Quackzilla is white. He's a white duck. But he might be more interesting as a mallard with a green head. I don't know. I'm going to have to start sketching out Quackzilla. I don't know what the hell Quackzilla is going to end up being. I don't know. I just have this sort of half-formed image in my mind. Like I said, you know, cityscape. Some rectangular buildings, windows, and then this giant duck in the background, just blasting the city to crap. Why is this happening? I don't know. What else do I got? You know, okay, I've got the purple and pink. Oh yeah, I've got the green. I've got that green, and we should have tested the green. Maybe we can test the green tomorrow if the weather's good. Was the weather going to be good tomorrow? I don't know, we should probably test the green chalk out, the green spray chalk. Because then I would have green, pink, and this very, very light lavender. Green is grass, green is cacti. Do I feel like doing cactuses? Do I feel like doing cacti? I kind of don't, but I could always cut a cactus stencil, that's easy. I got the pink, I could do flamingos. Talked about that, but flamingos and saguaro cactuses, that's what I used to do. I need to do new stuff. We might have to do pink ping everywhere. We're going to have to start buying some chalk because I'm thinking giant pink ping. I'm thinking about like 6 foot tall pink ping somewhere. If I can find a really good wall. Maybe get down onto the interstate, but that's just asking for cops. Because, you know, here in my neighborhood, I don't live very far from the interstate. Just, you know, a couple hundred meters. And I could walk up there and because there's that bridge that goes over, there's a little place where I can kind of climb over a fence, not too much problem. I can sneak down and I can get down onto the interstate. And why is that important? Because we've got all these sound baffling walls, these giant prefab concrete walls along the interstate as it goes through my neighborhood. You know, I'm like I said, I'm only a couple hundred meters away. I can't hear the interstate. And it's because of these walls. Now these walls aren't nice, perfect blank canvases. They're not beautiful blank concrete. It's prefab stuff that kind of looks like rocks, but you've seen this crap before, right? It's just dyed pre-stressed concrete in the shape of other crap, right? Still, we got bridge abutments and stuff really close to where I live. I'm sure I could find a really nice place to put a 6 foot pink penguin. And I think pink peng, he needs a buddy. He needs to have a buddy to have a conversation with. So I gotta make another stencil where it's another penguin, like facing Pink Pang, and maybe he's got his arms out or something, maybe he's squawking or something. Then they can have a conversation. Then I can paint two of them close to each other and then give them some speech bubbles so they can say things to each other like, hey, you got any fish? And then Pink Pang can say, nope. And you'll hear all about these updates on future episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that makes art every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, SDF streaming radio station. My name's Tobe. It's lunchtime. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Pat McNamee King, a